When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Sankofa Hills, Episode 12, Double Standards.
Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Hi listeners, who else feels like kicking Yaba? Even after her mother informs her of Moro's innocence, she still doesn't want to believe her. We know Hami did it, but why can't Yaba believe it? I'm sure it's because she's rekindling her relationship with her old flame Ishmael. How will that end? What will happen to her relationship with Moro? The questions are many. Let's get some answers.
Was too good.
Wasn't it? I would never understand why anyone would think hiding behind glass would make one visible.
What was he going for? A glass painting?
You know, I should take you to watch another movie, huh? It has breakdowns, really good street art. You'd love it.
Yeah, I'll know when I see it.
We're doing this again next week, right?
Definitely. I haven't laughed like this much in months.
Then I'm your go-to guy. Babe.
Babe?
What? You don't want me to call you that?
Well, it's fine. It just sounds different.
Get used to it. I need to test my driver to pick us up. We should get you home. He'll be here soon. Can I ask you a question?
A question? Okay.
Why did you choose him over me?
Oh, not this again. You know why.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be asking if I did.
We lost the spark.
We didn't.
You were always traveling, working.
I thought we were happy.
We were, but I needed more of you. Just you, not the lavish presents and surprises.
You should have told me.
How could I stop you from being you?
The car is here. Ladies first.
Still a gentleman. You want us to try again?
I know we should. We're great together.
I know.
Look how wonderful today was. We could have nights like this together.
Yeah, without thoughts of our partners looming in the background.
We belong together.
Are you sure?
I remember how we used to have nights like this
back
then.
It was always magical when you were back from your travels.
You know, absence makes the heart fonder.
What?
You heard me.
Do you remember the time I left a live lobster in your bath?
You used to have a mean streak, eh?
Used to?
I'm not saying you've lost it. I'm just trying to say you wouldn't do something like that now.
Good answer. I make no promises.
Oh, remember when we won the couples competition?
Yes, second year of uni.
Yes.
That was a dumb idea.
We won it. It was fun.
But my makeup was ruined in the pictures.
I told you not to use makeup. You don't need it.
It was only ruined because you threw me in the pool.
Like I said, fun.
Yeah, we had such fun.
We still can save matured fun.
Yeah, emphasis on mature. You better not be throwing me in any pool.
Only if you want me to. Oh, I remember you said you were leaving your job, did you?
Yes.
How did it go?
It was fantastic.
And the lady after your position?
She can have it. I can't wait to go back home. Damn, it's cold.
You never used to complain.
Oh, who wants to freeze to death after endless sunshine? Look at me. Coat, boots, scarf, gloves, like a mad woman. And still freezing. No, I need me some sun.
What about that?
You can join me. Look, there is no doubt that I enjoy being with you. But my children come first. And they love being with your grandma. When was the last time you were in Accra?
About 5 years ago.
You should visit more often. Believe me, you wouldn't think twice about leaving London for good.
What can I do to stop you from going?
Give me sunshine.
Okay. I can't wait to be free again. What about you?
Yeah, as soon as I get to Accra, I'm calling off the wedding.
Wedding? He proposed?
Yes, barely a month ago.
And you agreed even though he has a wife who now happens to be pregnant?
He is the father of my children.
Fair point. But you help him out. And the only way he could pay you was to hide his wife of 12 years from you.
You are right. I've been a fool.
You deserve better.
I know.
If you have me.
You have a wife.
Not an issue. It's a complex entanglement. I'll get rid of it.
We can talk about the future when we are free from our entanglement. Until then, let's enjoy ourselves.
Ah, you got that naughty look in your eyes. I'll miss you when you go to Ghana.
You can come and visit.
I certainly will.
Okay, this is my stop.
Yeah, but I don't want you to go.
But it's late.
Okay, let me take you to your door. No good night kiss.
You had enough in the car. Good night.
You still here?
Never left. I was wondering if I could come in for coffee.
Just coffee?
I promise to behave.
What about your driver?
He'll pick me up tomorrow.
All night coffee.
Black. Extra hot. Where are you going?
I have to take this call.
Oh, stay in bed. They'll stop calling.
Hello?
Yaba.
Moro?
Shh. What was that?
Nothing. What do you want?
We need to talk.
About what?
Us. Haven't you heard from your mother?
I have.
And?
I'm not buying it.
Are you being serious?
Very.
Why? You don't believe it?
Why would I believe anything you say?
Yaba, listen to me. Memunatu is almost in her second trimester.
So?
She was pregnant before she arrived in Accra.
Well, you managed to keep a marriage of 12 years secret. Why should I believe you now?
I never saw her till she was brought here. I have never touched her. Either then or now.
Wow. Still trying to pin this on your brother.
They've both confessed to being lovers.
Then why didn't your brother say anything all this while?
Fear. They were looking for the right time to tell everyone. Her being pregnant made things easier for them. They're getting married soon. Hello? Yaba? Are you there?
And come to bed.
Join us again, same time next week, for another episode of Sankofa Hills. This production has been brought to you by the Creative Writing Academy Ghana and Africa Global Radio. Hush, hush, don't say.